My name is Marcel Willems and I'm the committee secretary for the Select Committee on Social Services. As my colleague has explained the process of electing a chairperson, we'll start the process now for electing the chairperson for the Select Committee on Social Services. If I can please open up the floor for nominations, members. Thanks. Member?
Thank you. May I nominate Mrs. M. Dlamini, Honorable M. Dlamini, as chairperson of the Select Committee on Social Services. Elsie Dlamini.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Any further nominations? Any seconder?
Thank you. My name is Dikang Stock. I'm seconding the nomination of Ms. Elsie Dlamini to be the chairperson of the Select Committee on Social Services. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Are there any further nominations? Honourable Member Dlamini, do you accept your nomination?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Member. Sorry?
Okay,
no, it's fine. Thanks. Honorable Dlamini, as the nomination was accepted by you, could you please take your seat as chairperson of the Select Committee on Social Services? Congratulations.
Today, I will say, Program Director, thank you very much for the opportunity. Chairperson of Education and Recreation, if I'm right. Honorable members, our staff members and our missed, a very good morning. Sanbona, I do want a response when I speak. I just want to say thank you very much, Chair. To the organization that has entrusted me with this responsibility and also the support from the members for electing me to this position. I don't see it as a position, I see it as a responsibility. I would not want to be popular by repeating what she has said because we are sharing the membership of a committee, same members. But I would like to come on the areas where I think we need to emphasize. I am from a very strong background of administration. I've been doing both political as well as administration at all levels. That is the expertise that I'm bringing with. I'm raising this so that administration, our officials should know that I'm not just a mere politician. I know administration. Very strong in monitoring and evaluation. That is my field of expertise, which is more relevant for this committee at this level because we're more on the oversight. And I am hoping that the expertise and skills that are brought by other members will make us a whole. Complete. Just want to emphasize on the matter of a common vision. When we're busy campaigning, all of us, different political parties, there is no party that was saying to the people, vote for us so that we go and oppose the ANC in parliament or in government. All of us, we promise people to do A, B, C, D. I think that is the right opportunity to do those things that we had said we will do when we get to government. All political parties, we promise our people to do certain things. I'm not saying that we must not oppose. All what I'm saying that we've got a common vision of serving our people down there. And also to remember that the NCOP, as much as we're coming from different political parties, but we're representing our provinces here. I think we all know where we're coming from. We know how our provinces are, and we cannot forget now that we are here at this level. The committee that I will be chairing is a very critical committee like any other committee, but when you are from the local sphere of government, you know the importance and the challenges of water that we are facing there, water and sanitation. We cannot forget that. We are given this responsibility to make sure that the challenges that we are facing at local level are really addressed. We may not address all of them, but at least we must leave our mark as this committee. We are also aware, quite aware, all of us from all provinces, including Western Cape, because we always pretend as if Western Cape is the province. Yet we are fooling ourselves. If we go to areas where black people are staying, the same as all other provinces. So when we talk about health issues, we know what is happening in our health facilities. It's an opportunity that we've been given to contribute in trying to improve the lives of our people, our health facilities. Like water, we may not do everything within 5 years, but at least they must see that in one time in history of this parliament, there was an administration that made a mark in terms of changing the services and health facilities of our country. We are also responsible for home affairs. So many issues that are related to that department. The issue of xenophobia, the issues of what is trafficking, human trafficking. Those issues lie directly to this committee, which we must deal with as a committee. Then finally, the issues of social development, very close to my heart. Where I'm coming from, you will see that I'm a social worker by nature. And if you know how our people are suffering out there, child-headed families, old people, people with disabilities, I think we have a role to play as this committee. I'm raising this thing so that we don't look at political parties, we don't miss the point. By focusing on each other as political parties, we must focus on these issues. I'm a very strict chairperson. I must declare early to the administration where I'm coming from. They are calling me Kwai Messes. Not Kwai Messes. If you are doing your work, you must just, if you want to be my friend, just do your work. Professional. We don't come to this meeting unprepared, as if we did not know that there's going to be a meeting. Document must be binded. We don't have 100 documents in front of us. One document binded neatly. We work as professionals. This is the highest level of government. We can't produce substandard work. That we must know. We must set the pace so that people from the provincial government and local government come at this level. They can see that, you know, definitely this is the last level of government. So I thought I should share those in addition to what the chairperson, previous chairperson said, but I want to say again, I'm looking forward to debates from the House. We need to participate. The chairperson is just driving, but people who are mostly contributing are the members. I'm looking forward to work with you and hope that by the end of the year we will have left our footprint as this committee. Thank you very much, Program Director. I hope I did not scare you. should I declare the meeting closed? The meeting stands adjourned.